Welcome, Cleaning Nation. I am so excited to hang out with you all today. If you are one of the ones that want to take it to the next level and hang out with me and a few of your fellow owners close up and personal, go to growmycleaningcompany.com/live right now to get the details on our upcoming live event where I'm going to implement the entire Clean Profit Method with you. Today, we are chatting with Asiatu Diallo from Tab Cleaning. Tab with two A's for some reason. We're going to find that out, I promise you. Tab has been serving the Toronto, Canada area for 3 years with residential and commercial cleaning. If you want to reach out to Asiatu and her team, you can go get a hold of them at www.tabcleaning.ca. T-A-A-B cleaning.ca. Asiatu, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Mike. It's a pleasure being here.
I am glad to have you, and I frankly can't wait to hear your story. I want to know, your name is hard to pronounce, so I don't think you're from Canada. Maybe you are. I'm dying to hear where you started, how you got to Canada, why the cleaning business. Tell me everything.
Thank you so much. That's a great question. As I was saying, my name is Asiatu Diallo. I'm from Guinea, West Africa, and I have immigrated to Canada like 12 years ago. And I lived in Montreal for 4 years because I speak French. And then I moved to, it wasn't that easy, to be quite honest with you. And we all know immigration, it's not that easy. The bureaucracy and everything is new, the weather, because where I'm coming from, it's always hot. So anyway, I lived in Montreal, not like, you know, 4 years of really depression and not having... not really feeling good about it, but I said, I'm not going to give up. My son needed me, so I choose to change. So I came to Toronto. So when I moved to Toronto, I couldn't speak any word in English. That was 8 years ago.
Oh my goodness.
Yes. So I came and, wasn't easy for myself and my son. We lived in a shelter for 2 years. And worked in a nonprofit, for about 5-6 years. And yeah, I quit my job, full-time job, very rewarding and all the benefits, to grow my business. I started my business and I registered my company, solo proprietorship in October 2013. And then, I incorporated in 2015. When I started having contractors, so big contract and all that. But my commitment, I changed my way of thinking. I said, I have to stop for a minute and think what is really my goal and what are my priorities right now. As a woman who is raising a son by herself, keep working full time, focus on my business, what should I do? And I decided to go on my own. And that's how I quit my job, and but trust me, it's not easy, but I did it. If I did it, everyone can do it. So now I'm just hoping that I will be able to take my company to the next level. And here in Canada, to be quite honest, in Toronto, I hire newcomers, and especially women, some of them went through family violence or mental violence, whatever they went through. But that's my journey. That's my story. It's like it's my story, actually. So I'm very glad that today we have approximately 15 staff working, some of them full time, some part time, but we trying to go and get more contracts and give more jobs to newcomers here in Canada.
Well, Asiatu, I gotta say, if I can't help a single mom who immigrated and started from nothing with no ability to speak the language, I need to get out of this business, because you are my favorite demographic in a lot of different ways. I was raised by an amazing single mom, and I love that. That work ethic, and she worked her tail off. It sounds like just like you are. Yeah. She had the benefit of speaking English as her primary language and not having to immigrate. So, I got to tell you, being an American and very capitalist, I am very, very
enchanted by immigrant stories of people that said, I don't like it where I'm at, or I think I got a better opportunity elsewhere. They go through all of the headache to move. When you add speaking a different language. And then on top of that, I want to be a a business person. I want to create value. And by the way, in my spare time, I'm going to raise a whole nother person. That's amazing. You're doing everything I love about this business, and I will do everything I can to help. That said, I just got to know. You speak French. My wife speaks French. So if you speak with Natalie, you have to speak to her in French. She'll love that.
Excellent.
You speak English. Do you have a third language? Are you trilingual?
You know what? I speak six languages. I speak German. I speak French.
Goodness.
English. And three other languages from my country, which is Fula, Susu, and Malenke.
Man, so the idiot that speaks one language is going to do his best to try and coach the lady that speaks six. I'll do what I can to help, but my goodness, I speak two. I speak business and English, so I don't know if that counts at all, but my hat's off to you. Six languages. How old's your boy?
My boy is 11. He's my pride. Trust me. I love him. I'm so proud of him. Everywhere I go, the other day I went to a networking event. I'm a founding member, by the way, of Immigrant Women in Business here in Toronto. And it's a nonprofit organization. So we help each other, we support each other, and help other women, newcomers who came. We hire them, and some of my staff actually, I hired them through there. So anyway, beautiful. Out of nowhere, I was talking about my son, how proud I am of my son. So everybody was like, wow, you So, I'm very proud of
me.
Trust me.
All right, Asiatu, we are going to, just like every show, we make a show notes page that kind of covers what we talk about and everything like that. If you would send us a picture of you and your son, I will put it on your show notes page because you sound so proud. And I know I've got he'll be 20 in a couple months and a two-year-old.
Very.
And I'm the same way. And I would love to share, if you're willing, just a picture of you and your, and of course you can include your staff and your logo and all that stuff. But if you want to have a picture of you and your son to share with Cleaning Nation, if you send it, I will put it up. Cleaning Nation, you can go to Asiatu's show notes page, growmycleaningcompany.com.
Yes.
And you can see this lovely woman and her 11-year-old boy. Yes. And again, that just makes me picture when I was 11 with my single mom and the relationship we had, and it was really great. So all right, that said, now that we've established you're my favorite person ever, what on God's green earth can I do to help you and your mission and your drive and make your life a little easier and get you to your goals a little faster?
Yes. You know, Mike, you know how it is. You used to own a cleaning company. So I started, as you said, from zero, not having really. I assumed, trust me, that I know how to clean. I said, you know what? Everyone knows how to clean. You don't need training for that. But no, we don't. We don't know how to clean. So I learned, and I'm still learning, and we train our staff. I went all the way to, I went last year into the ESA, the International Sanitation Supply Association event in Las Vegas last year. So I went, we did a lot of conferences, we participated. I had my marketing person with me, which I don't have anymore, by the way. But, we really, really learned a lot. So it's really appealed to me because most of them were saying, if you are in business just for the money, you're not in the right path. So we learned, and that's my belief, because right now, just to let you know, I'm working on a side, and it's going to come up soon, how to give free services to the elderly, newcomers, single mothers, help them with babysitting in home, help them with the homework with the kids. So you know how it is. I went through that process. I know that there are many people who would need that service, but they cannot afford to pay for it. You know what I mean? So with that being said, as you said, I really, really want to know how can I take my company to the next level? Like, I want to really, this year, I want to hit my $500,000 as a business goal. But how can I take it? It's really hard. I did my business just so that I grew my business through networking and, online marketing less, because we didn't get really that much contract through online, to be quite honest. And I thought that we're doing everything that we could. And but everything we got is through networking and collaboration and connecting to other people, calling them. And yeah, that's how I grew my business. But right now, I'm just like, I need that help. And that's why I reach out to you. I really want to grow my business. Yeah.
All right. You said so much. I'm like typing notes like a madman because I've got I want to dig into a lot of things that you said. So I'm going to take about 2 minutes just to restate to Cleaning Nation a couple of things that you said that they may have missed because you went quickly and you said a lot of good stuff. And then I'm going to definitely answer your question about talking about how to get to the next level. So the first thing that you said that I typed down right at the beginning was you said, I chose to change. I choose to change. That's huge. I love that. If I was looking for someone to coach, or when I'm interviewing people to accept as a one-on-one client, that's really, I've never put it that clearly, but that's probably the number one thing, choose to change and commitment to change. Yeah. A lot of people want different results, but they're not willing to become a different person in a good way, right? Not that they're going to change their personality, but their behaviors. They want to keep doing the things that got them where they are, but they want to go to a different place. So choose to change is number one. And the fact that you identify and recognize that is huge. Second, I love your willingness to learn. You said ISSA, which is ISSA. I'm just saying that for Cleaning Nation who may have missed it, which is, I think it's International Sanitary Supply Association, but ISSA.com. It's a great organization. I've had them on the show and great events. I would highly recommend being a member of that organization that they can really help you. The only thing with that is a lot of times they focus almost too heavily on the cleaning, the technical piece of what we do, which is, I'm not saying that it's not important. I'm saying if I had to pick a skill, cleaning's probably the least valuable, right? Creating systems, client attraction systems, employee attraction systems, processes, you'll get paid a lot better for that than being an expert at cleaning. So it's okay to know cleaning, but to think that we're in the cleaning business and that and being an expert cleaner is going to make a difference in the world, there's just a lot of people that are expert cleaners, but not a lot of people that are expert entrepreneurs. So I would encourage you to, not just you, but Cleaning Nation, to focus on your entrepreneurial skills first and foremost and hire out the cleaning portion of what we do, even the expert. So love the ISSA. Love that you choose to change. And I love that you said business is not for the money first. I definitely believe that money keeps score because I think people kind of go two ways on this. They overvalue money, right? I'm just here to make money and I want mansions and Ferraris and I don't care. And there's nothing wrong with mansions and Ferraris. But the problem comes in when you say, and if I have to take advantage of employees or take advantage of customers or just take advantage and not, you know, I'm going to get that for me first, not others. That's when it becomes a problem, not just because it's a moral problem. It doesn't work, right? If you want, I think it was Zig Ziglar. I'm not sure. I'm sure I'm misrepresenting who said this. But if you want to be wealthy, you just need to help enough other people get what they want. To get what you want, you need to help enough other people get what they want. So as long as that is our goal, whether it's cleaning or coaching or whatever we're doing, if we're just trying to help other human beings, it's hard not to succeed. So I love that you got that foundational thing. And a perfect example of that is a friend of mine, Debbie Sardone, who's also been on the show.
Yes.
Who started cleaning for a reason. Yeah. Oh, okay. Perfect. So you've been to her event.
Yeah.
We're talking about me going to one of her events. Yeah. Debbie's the best. Again, if you haven't, I'll try and link to her show. I think we've had her on at least once, maybe twice. I'll try and link to the show because she's just an amazing human being. And actually, I think ISSA just purchased or took over cleaning for a reason. But she started that not to make a bunch of money, although I'm sure, I don't think she ever took a dime from it, but just that commitment to help other human beings has been a huge part of her success and a huge part of the things that she's done. And again, was it to make money? No, it was to help other people. Did it make her money indirectly? I mean, she's too good of a human being. I guarantee that woman never took a salary, never took a penny. Yeah. But the notoriety she got from, hey, I'm someone that really wants to help was huge. So I just want to agree with all of the things that you said. And I don't want Cleaning Nation to miss them because you just, you know, a lot of times you take stuff for granted that seems obvious to you because it's obvious to you and other people, it's not obvious. So I just wanted to make sure you didn't get away with saying all these smart things without me highlighting them. All right. Now that we've talked about how great you are, let me help you with your question. So you said, how do I take my business to the next level? I started typing, what is the next level? And I'm glad that you said, I want to get to $500,000 in revenue. That is the first step always, is to be very clear about what the next level is. Because this isn't a one-on-one session and we don't have a lot of time, I'm going to let you do this on your own. But the questions, the next questions I would have you answer if we were working together one-on-one would be $500,000 in revenue. What does that mean in net profit? That's really important. I've seen many a business owner that has $1 million or $2 million business that is not profitable. And obviously, you'd rather have a $300,000 business that's making $60,000 a year than a $3 million business that's losing $60,000 a year. And it is very easy to build a large business that doesn't make any money. So I would include personally your net profit that you'd like to make. And again, it doesn't have to be about the money. You can do what you want. You can. I've got a very successful client that gives, I think, more than half of his income to his family because he's just an amazing human being. So it's not that, oh, and I think a lot of people, especially that care about others, are like, oh, net profit isn't important. I don't want to be greedy. It's not a matter of greedy. It's the more money you have, the more impact you can make on other people and the more impact you are making, right? Mm-hmm. If I wasn't making any money at this coaching business, it'd be a pretty good bet that I'm not really helping that many people. If I'm making a ton of money, that would be an indication I'm helping a lot of people. Now I can choose to take that money and buy Ferraris and mansions, and there's nothing wrong with that. Or I can choose it to use it to impact the world. It sounds like you're kind of the person who wants to impact the world, which is fine. So in that case, you need to make more money, right? Do you want to make $100,000 of impact a year? $300,000, right? So I would be very clear about your net profit. And then I would also talk about your hours working for that. Very important. I've talked to many of my one-on-one clients and said, if I helped you hit all of your financial goals, a year from now, you're exactly where you want in gross profit, you're exactly where you want in net profit, and you're working 80 hours a week, you never see your family, and you hate your business. Would you thank me for that help? And I don't think I've ever heard anyone say yes, I would thank you. They'd say no, I don't think you would have served me at all. And I agree with that. So we need to be clear about the goals. The gross revenue is a great start. The net profit definitely needs to be in there. And the hours that you work to earn that need to be in there. And for you, if it's 40 hours, that's fine. If it's 20 hours, that's fine. If it's 70 hours, that's not fine, right? That's you're out of balance. That's not sustainable. Any questions on that before we move forward?
No. I'm a good one.
Okay. So first and foremost, make sure you're profitable. A lot of people move on not that profitable and they think, well, if I grow, you know, I'm not making money at 20 grand a month, but if I go to 40 grand a month, I'll magically be profitable. Businesses typically get less profitable the larger they get because there's more overhead, not more profitable. So make sure before you grow, not just you, Asiatu, but Cleaning Nation, before you grow, make sure you're profitable first, grow second. And we go over that a lot in the Clean Profit Method to make sure that you do the right things in the right order.
Right.
Okay. Once we have that, you're going to want to make a very specific plan. So let's just say, I know you do commercial and residential, but let's just make it easy. Say you only did residential and your average client is $200 a month. If you say are doing $10,000 a month now and you want to do $20,000 a month going forward, that's an additional $10,000 a month in revenue that you need. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if we do $10,000 a month divided by 200, that's 50 clients that you need to pick up in the next year. If you divide that by 12, that's, you know, 4.2 clients you need per month. You need to add one or two because you're going to lose clients periodically. So now you're going to break down from I want to grow to 500,000 to I need to pick up 6 clients per month. So you need a very specific plan, including numbers of how to do it. Questions so far?
No, I'm good. I'm listening.
Okay. Yeah, we're recording all this. So if I'm going really fast, it's okay. You can play it back and listen to me slower because I know I go too fast. Once you've got a plan, the last step is to create the systems required to fulfill that plan. So what we don't want to do, and I love, there's so many entrepreneurs like you that, and I was that way for many, many years, that just, I worked my tail off. I networked. I liked people. I told everybody what I did. I was always thinking about business and talking about business. And you can grow a successful business just by doing that, just by networking and being an amazing human being. It's hard to get it past a certain level with that. With residential off-net levels, you know, 20, 25,000 a month, maybe 30,000 with commercial. Believe it or not, you can get up to $1 million, maybe even a little more, just based on that, depending on who your target market is and what your average contract size is. But to take it to the next level from that point, you need a client attraction system where people that know, like, and trust you, a client attraction system that doesn't involve you, right? Because right now, if Asiatu stops going to networking events and being charming and amazing, the money probably stops coming in, the growth stops coming in, right? Or if, you know, you start doing a bunch of work and you need to focus on employees for, you know, 3 or 6 months, well, then, you know, you come back and all the work that you've done is kind of stopped. So we want to transition out of Asiatu getting clients to a system, bringing in prospects, and then a system converting those prospects to customers. And then the same thing on the employee side, being a system to have warm prospects coming in without your efforts, Asiatu, and it's great that you have that network, but we want a system that brings the right people in, and a second system that converts those applicants to employees, and then a final system that kind of builds culture and keeps those employees engaged. So the three steps are to be very clear on what your next level is in terms of gross revenue, net revenue, your lifestyle, how many hours you work. The second after that is to make a very specific plan with numbers in terms of how many clients do I need to add per month. Because just saying I want to grow or I want to double is difficult. To say I need to add one client a week or whatever those numbers are, you know, one client of an average $250 per week or whatever those numbers are for you, that's much more of a bite-sized piece. And then the final piece is to create a system. And again, we've done that with the Clean Profit Method. I spent 20 years creating the system for you, and you go to growmycleaningcompany.com to get that. But you need a system that will match your plan. So those are the three steps: clarity on your goals, breaking those goals down into kind of weekly and monthly chunks that you need to accomplish, and then a system that will support those chunks. Questions, comments, or thoughts before we hit the lightning round?
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Hey, Cleaning Nation, as we head into the lightning round, I want to take a quick second to personally invite you to get the details on our upcoming live event. It's at growmycleaningcompany.com/live. I've had so much fun actually getting to hang out with you, getting to know you, and supercharging your businesses by implementing the Clean Profit Method together. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/live right now to book a quick chat with me to see if you are a fit for this event. On to the lightning round. Yeah. Well, in that case, I have talked long enough. Let's get some of your expertise over the last decade of coming to another country, learning another language, and starting a business.
All right.
We're going to hit the lightning round. I'm going to ask you three quick questions. You're going to give three amazing quick answers. Question number one, what's the best piece of advice you've received personally or professionally so far?
What's the best what?
Best piece of advice you've received personally or professionally so far.
Advice.
Yes.
From my mentors or
anywhere in the world, from just the best piece of advice you've heard, read, or come in contact with in your years on this earth.
Keep being yourself and keep helping other people. You know, every time, that's most of the time people tell me, you know, Asiatu, you have a great personality and attitude, so keep being yourself and don't ever change.
Love it. So I heard two things. I heard be yourself and keep helping people, and those are both hard to argue. I don't know how you could be anyone else. And the second you stop helping other people is honestly the second you stop helping yourself. So that's great feedback, Asiatu.
Yeah.
Next question: what's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business, so we can all learn from each other?
It's the beginning. I didn't start with training. So I jumped into it. So I think that's a mistake we could avoid, all of us. Even like, you know, I could take some training before. But yeah, I think that was the mistake that I made. And what else? I mean, putting money, I would say it's good to strategize before putting money into anywhere. Like, you know, I made some mistake by hiring not hiring the right people, you know, the right person actually. So that's another mistake that we should avoid.
Those both sound like hiring and training issues, right? You didn't hire the right person, and when you did hire them, you didn't give them the training you needed.
That's great
feedback.
No, not in the training field, but in the other, like marketing or like, you know, even administrative or what, you know, that type of hiring, because, you know, we all make mistakes, but that it has to be really strategic, because otherwise you lose your money. If you're hiring to get more contract, actually, to be able to, and you have a vision, actually, and if the people that you hire or the staff that you hire doesn't follow your vision, it's not, I mean, that's a very big mistake that I would say that I made. And I learned from it. I'm learning from it.
Okay. I think that's very insightful. Let me give you the last question. What is one idea, something very simple and easy to implement? Doesn't have to be a big thing, just something easy to implement that Cleaning Nation can put into practice right away to make their lives or their businesses even just a little bit better?
I would say is the, you know, the first of all, the planning, like the, like an application that could, even a system that could help plan better. And the check-in, check-out, we really need that because we don't have it here. I try to use an application that I, a guy that I met in Las Vegas, but it was quite expensive for us. And, you know, I had to cancel it. So I think that's, that would be very helpful. The planning, how you can, the communication, actually, how to communicate better, because that could save you money. When the employee is in, check in, check out, that's really important to us. And just to let you know, we're building our own application for the check in, check out. So it's going to be, yeah, before Dallas 2018. In October.
All right, perfect.
Yeah.
We'll have you back on when that's ready. All right. Asi Atu, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for sharing your story. I really am loving what you're doing out there. I appreciate you. I know Cleaning Nation appreciates you. Cleaning Nation, if you want to see Asi Atu's show notes page, hopefully we'll have a picture of her and her family, or her son and her the people that she works with. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com. It is all there. Check it out now. www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out, and I will see you there.
Congratulations! You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer Natalie at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.